Can you believe it, y'all? It has been 5 years since I became the queen of Tuesday nights, and I want you to join me in the celebration coming up next right here on The Right Stuff. Stay tuned.
You are listening to the best, the only place to be on Tuesday nights. That's right, you're listening to The Right Stuff, and you're at the right place at the right time. From England to Canada, from Detroit to the Poconos, we are showcasing Christian authors worldwide, giving you tips, tools, techniques, and resources for you, the writer, to hone and perfect your craft. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, right here on WPJC 104.5. And your host, Parker J. Cole.
Hi, and welcome to the 5th year anniversary of the Queen of Tuesday Nights. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Ow! Can you believe it, y'all? 5 years. You know, a lot of people start things, but we don't finish them. But can you imagine keep going on and keep going on and keep going on for 5 years? And guess what? The Lord has brought me every single step of the way. I cannot believe I'm so excited to be here. 5 years showcasing Christian authors worldwide from every genre, almost every corner of the earth, from nonfiction to fiction, from sweet romances and very scary stories. I've had the pleasure of hosting so many Christian authors from all over the world, and I intend to keep going until the Lord calls me home. I want to hear from you today. How has the show been a benefit to you? Have you been blessed by the show? Those of you who've been on the show multiple times, I would love to hear from you, because you know what? This show exists because of what we do together. I may host the show, but I do need to have authors on the show, and you guys make that possible when you reach out to me and say, hey, Parker, can you have my book on your show? Can you showcase my memoir? Can you showcase my children's book? And I go, yes, I can, just like a lot of people say they can, but we have done this together, which is why the reign of the Queen of Tuesday Nights is due to you. And I want to thank you all so much for your support. With me today, who is co-hosting, is my very first guest on the show, Rachel Rossano. Rachel has been co-hosting with me for the last 5 years, every anniversary of this show. And it's my way of being remembering that she's always been there. She was the first one to take the leap of faith and say, I'm going to be on this person's show who I have no idea what they're about. And she took that leap of faith. It has been such a journey watching her career grow, her backlist grow, and learn how she does things and how everything happens for her. She's going to be showcasing and co-hosting, rather, with me today. If you want to call in and weigh in and say hello, call in at 646-668-8485 and then press that 1 to be live on air, or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag right stuff, with your questions, comments, or accolades, encouragement, whatever you want to say. I want to hear from you today. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on The Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
If you are an author looking to gain visibility for your books, then authorshout.com is the place to go. We have a wide variety of affordable products and services to include a member zone that will help you get the word out about your books. Our team here at authorshout.com specializes in creating stunning digital products to include book banners, teaser videos, book trailers, book covers, and a whole lot more. So what are you waiting for? Stop by authorshout.com today and let our team connect you with a world of new readers.
Engaging the culture's imagination through speculative fiction, The Untold Podcast produces audio fiction from a Christian worldview. Find us over at untoldpodcast.com, where we partner with authors to tell science fiction, fantasy, supernatural, and horror stories. Find links at untoldpodcast.com to subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, and a variety of other platforms. Each month we produce high-quality audio fiction that's free to download and free to listen. Our submissions are open, and we're always looking to add another great story to over 24 hours of narrative entertainment. Find all of our audio fiction over at www.untoldpodcast.com.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the Queen of Tuesday Night, Parker J, and her guests right here on The Right Stuff. Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff with the Queen of Tuesday Nights on WPJC 104.5. We are celebrating the reign of the Queen of Tuesday Nights. Been doing this now for 5 years, showcasing Christian authors from all over the world, over the U.S. and U.K., in Canada, in Australia, in where else? China, Thailand, India, Pakistan, all over the world. We'll be showcasing a couple of authors this year in Korea, in China, and some more places. And I am just so excited about that because being the queen, I have a large, large royal court because I consort with authors. I hope that's the right word, but I consort with authors. And I love talking to authors. They have such great stories to tell, no matter if they're telling their life story, if they're telling a scary story, if they're telling a romance story, they're telling sci-fi, fantasy, whatever it is, authors tell great stories. And Christian authors oftentimes have a message that they want to share with the world that they believe God has given them. And that has been such an honor, being the Queen of Tuesday Nights on The Right Stuff, being able to give those authors a platform. And so today I want to hear from you, from those who have been on the show before, from those who listen in, who have been my faithful followers for so long. You have been with me from the beginning. I would love to hear from you. So make sure you either email me, you can send me a PM message, you can hit me on Facebook, Twitter, or you can call in 646-668-8485 and then press that one. Celebrate and reign with me. And reigning with me today is my guest co-host and contributor today. The first ever guest on The Right Stuff is returning, Rachel Rossano. Rachel, how are you doing today, girlfriend?
I am doing pretty well. It's been crazy summer so far, but doing well.
Oh, I know what you mean about the summer because it gets so busy with things that you have to do. It just gets so busy and you feel like you can't keep everything together, which is why I'm always so thankful that you took time out of your schedule to be with us. You know, I really appreciate that. And I want our listeners to know a little bit about you and what have you been doing since the last time you were on with us?
I've been writing. I've been working on getting some books out. I have a new release this past March called Seventh Born. It's a fantasy, Christian inspirational fantasy. It's the first of a set of three books, and that's just brand new, came out. And I have the follow-up second book is coming out later this year. And I've got probably five or six other projects I'm trying to get done. So I'm really busy right now.
Nothing wrong with being busy. I always say keeping busy keeps you out of trouble, right?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. You know what? You're absolutely right. Maybe, because some people can find a reason to get in trouble. That's for sure, you know. And I think about it, you know, when you started with this show, it was back in July 2nd, which is yesterday. July 2nd, yes. 2013 at 7 p.m., we did our first show together. And, yep. You know, we were on air for 90 minutes,
oh,
Rachel.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to believe. It's really hard to believe that.
Like, we were on air for 90 minutes, and I remember we were talking about the first book you were highlighting on the show, which is Duty.
Yes.
And the topic
yes.
of that show was romantic love versus arranged marriages, you know. And since
yep.
then, you have a nice catalog of different books that you write, and fantasy romance stories and some other stories that you write, too. But a lot
yep.
has changed since then, Rachel, since you've been on that show the very first time. You know, you've gotten better at this thing called writing. You've gotten
yep.
gained a following. More people go, you know what, I want to read what Rachel Rossano has to have. What kind of encouragement can we give to the authors that are listening out there as we celebrate 5 years being on The Right Stuff and doing this show? What kind of encouragement can you give them out there? Because they're thinking, well, I'm just writing my first book. I don't know if I can do that.
It's a long process, but it's worth it. I usually tell new authors that to remember that it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. So you need to think long-term, big picture, and yeah, maybe it doesn't look like you're getting any fruit right now, but that doesn't mean it's not going to bear fruit later. So
exactly. I agree with you there, because consistency truly is the key. A lot of people try to make things happen very quickly because they want to see the fruit of their labors very quickly. But I can honestly say consistency is actually the key. I see that with the right stuff, because when I first started this show, no one knew who in the world I was. No one had any clue. They were like, who's Parker J. Cole? Oh, she's doing a podcast? You know, what's that? What's a podcast?
Yep.
Or you got this comment. I don't know if you got this comment before. Internet radio. Oh, you're on the internet. You're not on real radio.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? What do you write? I've never heard of you. Well, yeah, I'm not surprised. You're not my target audience.
Exactly. And you get that because if you start off thinking you want those fast results, and I don't disagree with people who are working to get fast results. I don't disagree with them. More power to you.
No,
but I think when you're building your career, whatever that is, when you build with it, you have to do consistency. So many people wonder, now what's starting to really happen now with the right stuff is that it's starting to really start to gain traction. And because of the effort that all of us have put into this show, all the authors, the indie authors we had, the trade publisher, publishing authors we've had, the author service we have, because all the effort we put into this show, what starts to have people are going, wow, I know who Parker J. Cole is. I know what the right stuff is. Oh, I definitely want to be on her show. Oh, I definitely want to be a part of something like that, because you put in that consistency. And I thank the Lord for that, because there have been times, and I'm sure all of us, even on our dream jobs, we have our hellish moments, I could say like that, you know, where you're like, I'm just going to kill this person. I'm just going to kill this person and we're just going to leave it alone, you know. But sometimes when you're not feeling well, you have personal issues come into play, when you have financial problems, everything that kind of stops you from doing it and you want to stop doing it. And I would say keep moving, because that consistency shows you that if you keep at it, you will reap the benefits of your reward. It may take time. You may not see it right away, but it will take time. How would you also respond to that, Rachel?
It definitely takes time. It also, there are seasons in life. And so I talk to some people who are like, oh, well, I don't know if I can do it considering I have this and this and this and this. And I go, you can do it. It's, you know, I've got three kids. I'm homeschooling. I'm running two businesses. We can do this with the Lord's strength. You just need to take it one little step at a time. You can do it.
And it's hard for people to hear that. They say, well, I can't because I have so much going on. I have this going on. And I agree. We do have busy lives, especially like you. You're homeschooling, and you definitely want your kids to achieve academically. You don't want them to. Like, one of the biggest gripes against homeschooling is, oh, my gosh, you know, they're going to not be members of society. And I can be honest with you, as I segue to another topic really quickly, every homeschool kid I have ever met has been some of the smartest people I have come across.
And the most interesting.
They're very interesting. Yep. This one little boy, he was 6 years old, Rachel, and he goes, well, because I was ignoring him. I didn't know what to say to him. You know, that's a random child sitting in a church. I'm like, I don't want to make anything happen. You know, make anything happen. And I said, he said, will you sit down and talk to me, please? And I was like, certainly. I certainly will. And he was so crisp, clear, and he was just telling me about his life. And I said, oh, so you're homeschooled, right? And, you know, we got to homeschool. He said, yeah, my mom teaches me. And he's telling me stuff that I had no idea about. So for those of you knocking homeschooling, don't.
They're the most interesting kids I've ever met. And I, you know, I homeschool my own kids, so I meet a lot of them. And they're the best conversationalists, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, and I agree. For those of you listening in, you want to weigh in on the conversation, know that you can by calling in at 646-668-8485. Press that one. Another thing that happens over the last 5 years is that my catalog of books have grown. And that's very interesting, because when I first started the show, and you were there, Rachel, I was trying to sell my first book, Many Strange Women. I was trying to sell it.
I remember that, yes.
I think when I had started the show, I had like three rejections when I had just started the show. And then I think a month later I had 5, and then a month later I had 9, and then a month later I had 12. And I was about to just get my Mountain Dew, get my marshmallows, put them together and just blow up. That's what I was thinking. And I'm like, I know I can write. I am a good writer. You start to have these doubts, but we always say, don't quit. Don't let the naysayers stop you. Now, if they're giving you constructive criticism, and that's one thing we've said on the show a lot, if you get constructive criticism, you should definitely take that. But if someone's saying, well, your book sucks, or your book doesn't sound good, or your book this, that you don't have to listen to, because reading is very subjective, extremely subjective. But over the years, since that first book, now I have 10. I just celebrated the release of my 10th book, you know, and I know for you, how many do you have on your backlist, like 30?
I think the one I did recently is 11 now, and I have probably 5 or 6 waiting to get through the publishing process, and I'm still writing.
And that's the thing, you know, once you start this thing we call writing, once you continue to do it, you can't stop. And that's why we always encourage everyone on the show, like, hey, write that first book, get to the end, because once you get to the end, the hard part really is done. All you have to do is go back through it, make some more changes, and try to get it out there. If you're going to go trade publishing, make sure you go through the steps for trade publishing. If you're going to go indie, make sure you go indie. Whatever you do, get it out there. Get that message out there. One thing that I love that I've done over the years, Rachel, is that as the show ends, toward each time it ends, I always ask the author or the service provider on the show to give some encouraging words to authors. And why do you think with this show, the way this show is formatted, why do you think that is so important to give that encouragement out to other authors?
Because we have the experience and we are in the industry, and so we can see a little bit more than if somebody was outside the industry. And so we've been in the trenches, so it's a little bit easier for people to accept that we know what we're talking about. So those are two good reasons. Yeah.
Yeah, we may know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We may know what we're talking about slightly. You know, we may know it, because at the end of the day, we've been there before. We've made those mistakes, you know. We do have a caller calling in. We have G Muse calling in from New York. G, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, Parker.
Hey, you want to turn
Sorry,
down?
Sorry, I have a little bit delay between what's on the phone and what's on playing through the internet radio.
Yeah, just turn your internet radio down so you don't have that back and forth echo. Oh, good. Well, thanks, G, for being with us on the show. We'd love to hear what you got to say.
Well, I think I would have missed like the last 30 seconds, but I just want to say, like, I gotta agree with what you said so far about homeschoolers. Like, when I went to school, I was like, oh, that's, you know, I didn't think very highly of that. I'm like, you know, how can you have like social life and everything? But then it's like, I look back and I'm like, you know, I got a cousin who's a teacher in middle school, and he was telling me about like the kids will be like fighting with other kids because they're not wearing Nikes. You know, meanwhile, that kid's wearing Nikes that are like 5 years old with holes in them. So, I mean, it's like he was telling me about how kids will like fight over nothing. And I'm looking back and I'm like, you know what? I think that going through a lot of that stuff you go through in school made me a stronger person. But looking forward, I'd probably want to homeschool my kids.
Yeah, if you can, you can. If you can, and it's a good fit for you guys, that's a great idea. But it doesn't fit for everybody, so it's good to have the freedom of choice.
That's good advice there. And I also want to say, Parker, like, thanks for, like, 5 years ago, you started this show, and you were just getting your first book out there, and now you got 10 books.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in my head, I'm like, okay, I've got, like, 3 or 4 books that I want to publish. Am I ever going to get them done within my lifetime? And
you can do it.
It's going to happen. Like, and G and I have been working, for those of you, G is one of our biggest supporters of PJC Media in general, but G also has a wonderful narrative we've been working on together. I have been so busy that it's been slow for him to get the kind of assistance that I have, but he's been working on a wonderful narrative. Sci-fi, very different, just all kind of good stuff going on.
Cool.
And I remember when he was achingly going through that manuscript. He felt like, I will never finish this. I cannot think of anything else to say. And then he wrote the end. He put on his Facebook. And I was one of the most happiest people there because I saw that struggle. And I was with him during that struggle because I remember exactly how it felt to think, I'll never get this done. No one's going to read it anyway. You know, we have those complaints and
We've
stuff
all
like
been
that.
There.
You know? We have all those complaints and stuff. And so when G finished it, and now he's working on it right now, he's working on it so he can get that done. So I'm letting my listeners know, this gentleman, G Muse, he's going to be on our show when he gets his book published, and we're going to definitely go through that. So, yeah, but G, I appreciate your support. For those of you who know who G is, he did a lot of our YouTube uploading. He's done a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. I mean, so many things he's done part of PJC Media. It's been a major, major asset for me, and I appreciate everything that you've done for me. Especially, like, we've been knowing just about three and a half years now, G, I think. I think 3.5 years.
Like, I think so. Something like that. We were introduced to Karen McDonald introduced us. You know, she's an amazing author. And it's like, and I've learned so much. Like, when she first ran into me, like, we were in a black science fiction group that wasn't on Facebook. And I was the white sheep in the group. So it was kind of funny. Like, she introduced me to you and to, you know, a bunch of other people. And when she first got hold of me, though, she's like, you know, where's the conflict in this? And I'm like, what's conflict? Like the one cardinal rule you can't break in writing, and you got to have conflict.
You do.
And you know what, Parker, is it all right? Because I want to throw a plug out there real quick before I get off the phone, because I'm sure you've got other people calling in. So, like, for the viewers, the book that I'm working on is called Eden's Revenge, and I plan to release it this fall, if not sooner. And I already have a short story out called Whisper, and it's by G.S. Muse. That's G.S.M.U.S.E. That's my pen name on there, and the book is called Whisper. And people keep telling me the girl on the cover looks like Rihanna, but it's a different person, I promise.
Not Rihanna.
And so that story is the first glimpse into this world. And so if you see that, you read it, and you like what I've done with it, you're in for a lot more. So cool. I guess I'll let you keep going, Parker.
No, thank you so much for giving a shout-out, G, and thank you so much for calling into the show. Really, really, really appreciate you helping me out today. Thank you so much, G.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And we were talking to G. Muse. He has finished his first book. He's going to get that thing out there. He already has a short story available called Eden's Revenge. Whisper, Eden's Revenge.
Whisper,
and,
yep.
Yeah, Whisper, Eden's Revenge, and that's going to be like sort of like set in the time frame of his world, which is one of the other things we're going to talk about on the other side of the break, is why this show is so different from many other shows and book podcasts out there. And so if you want to call in and weigh in, you can call in 646-668-8485 and then press that 1 to be live on air, or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag right stuff with your questions and comments on the Queen of Tuesday Night. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell, but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy? Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers, only to be told your themes are a bit too religious? We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the darkness.
Question: if you write a book, everybody will rush out to buy it? Obvious answer, no. If you were a celebrity or if you had a huge marketing budget, then maybe you can get a lot of exposure for your book. Another solution would be to check out JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com is a promotion and marketing service with access to over 1/3 of a million followers on Twitter. JoeyTweets.com has 3 packages available to fit any budget. That's JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com. Get some serious exposure for your books.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J, and her guest, right here on The Right Stuff. Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5, celebrating the reign of the queen of Tuesday night, your girl, Parker J. I'm so excited that you are here to celebrate with me. Since 5 years, we have been doing The Right Stuff, showcasing Christian authors worldwide from various genres, denominational divides, nonfiction, fiction. We have done it all, and we hope to continue to do it all. And Rachel Rosano is my guest co-host and contributor today. She was the very first guest on my show, and she is with me today. She comes with me every year just to revisit and to let you know how The Right Stuff has grown over the years. One thing I've noticed, Rachel, you can definitely speak to that because you've been a listener off and on, and you've also been a guest on the show. One of the things that make The Right Stuff different, I think, is the fact that we are geared toward the Christian mainstream and Christian indie publishing world. We're geared toward those places. And I would love to get your thoughts about that.
I like The Right Stuff exactly for that reason, because you are gearing straight towards that, and you're seeking out an audience that is interested in Christian literature of different kinds and genres that might not be necessarily going through the main publishing houses. And so it has a bit more of an edge to it sometimes, and it's a little bit different than what you would find on the bookstore shelves. And I really like that you give us a platform, and that's very nice.
I think it's important, too, because some Christian authors, they couldn't get the message they want out there because it may not always go with the mainstream view of Christian publishing. Even some of your stuff, Quiet as Kept, Rachel, some people may consider, I can't read that. And I know the kind of stuff you write. You write wonderful, and I know what you write.
Thanks.
And I'm like, what's the problem? But there are some people, they can't do it because of that. And I really like that aspect of The Right Stuff, is that we have a plethora of authors and different topics that we talk about. I had one young lady, she's the author, Rayleigh Carpenter. She made the comment, she said, you always have something different on your show. She said, for my ADD, that really helps. You know, so she's
you
got to keep it spicy, you got to keep it pumped up. And I've had the pleasure of hosting so many different type of authors on this show, from very sweet to, like I said, sweet to sci-fi, horror, fantasy, just so many different types of authors to give that voice. You know what else has happened too, Rachel, is what makes The Right Stuff different from other book shows is that I am unapologetically Christian. I make no bones about that.
Yes.
Mind you, I am not saying others who do that are not doing that. Please let me make that clear. But because of that, there have been people who told me, Parker, you need to do something else. You can't be just Christian. And I often say to that, you can go start your own podcast if you'd like.
This is mine, and this is where I am.
That's important. Why do you think something like that is kind of important, especially for the Christian world? Why do you think something like that is important?
It's really good to be forward and being clear and not being overbearing. You're just saying, this is who I am, this is what I believe, and this is what I'm going to proclaim to the world and support it coming from other authors. And I think there's a genuineness to it that I think you don't find in places that are toning it down to try to reach a larger audience. And I think the Lord will honor that. I think he will bless that, that you are being very clear and unapologetic and just saying, this is what I believe. Let's proclaim the truth. That's good.
Exactly.
Great.
I like the fact, too, that with the show, we have so many different people from different denominations. So it's not just one type of denomination. I've had Charismatics on the show. I've had Mennonites on the show. I've had Catholics on the show, Lutherans, Baptists, non-traditional, non-denominational. I tell somebody I feel like a diplomat almost, like I'm a diplomat because we know how denominational divides can get kind of heated, and I want to be the one that said no, whatever your message is, you want to definitely proclaim that. And I've had lots of different kind of authors on the show. And one thing I had too, Rachel, I had a guest on the show. She made the comment. She said, "Oh, this is a Christian show." She said, "Oh, that makes things even better for me because she doesn't have to not necessarily hide her faith." It wasn't that.
Yes.
You just can't make that the core of the topic when you go to other podcast shows.
Yes.
And here, being on The Right Stuff, you don't have to have that fear that I can't say certain things because the audience is mixed. We know the audience is mixed. We know this is a Christian show, and those who have been listening for the last 5 years are aware of that too. And because of that, you can be free to express that. And some people are afraid of that, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, they probably are. And it's hard because the world is very anti-Christian right now. And it's good to have a place where you can speak up and you're not going to immediately get pushed down again. And you won't be told, "Oh, you can't say that on here."
Yeah.
So
you
got to
cut, you know. One of those things, cut, don't do that, you know. And with that in mind, another aspect of Right Stuff that I've come to appreciate, even though I'm the host and the queen of the Tuesday nights, one thing I've come to appreciate is the partnerships that we've developed over the years. And I know, Rachel, like, I've developed a partnership with you. I see you as my go-to. If I need you, I can know I can call you. But there are other partnerships that we've developed over the years. And that's what I was saying earlier in the broadcast. That consistency is so important because you know what? Others see your consistency. And they say, you know what, Parker's got something going on. I think I want to be a part of that. Or I think I want to support that. Or I think I want to be able to see what she can offer for me, what I can offer from her. So I want to definitely give out a shout out to several people I have been partnering with. You hear their ads all the time as you play them, but several people I have been partnering with for a long time. The first is Paulette Harper. And she is from Right Now Literary Book Tours. I've been partnering with her for about 3 years now. I want to definitely give a shout out to her. We've also partnered with Soar Mag, which is Shades of Romance magazine for multicultural readers. I mean, people who like multicultural readers, speculativefaith.com, and now Lorehaven. Been partners with them, The Untold Podcast, huge fans of them. And we've also partnered with SFC, Speculative Faith Cantina. We've also partnered with them as well as Author Shout. And last but not least, the Crossover Alliance. We've also partnered with them as well. And these are various avenues where we can partner together with the show. Why do you think that's important to have these type of partnerships that The Right Stuff has garnered over the years, Rachel?
Well, not only are you hosting authors, but you are also, a lot of your audience is authors, and this is a good way for you to connect authors to resources for whatever they need to do, whether it's publishing their book or marketing their book or talking about their book, and it helps them have easy access to the resources that might work out to help them get to the next step, and that's really good. That's important. Because otherwise they wouldn't, you know, authors wouldn't know where to go next. And it helps a lot.
I think so, too. And that's one thing about being the queen is that the queen is not the queen by herself. She has a court. And I'm using the terms like queen and stuff, but, you know, she has a court. You know, you can't be the queen if you don't have noblemen. You know what I mean? You don't have noblemen.
Yep.
You're just if you're just in the throne room by yourself, you're just crazy and you need a white jacket. You know what I'm saying? I've been watching a lot of Alfred Hitchcock lately. There are a lot of white jacket things in that series. So that's like in my head right now. And so I don't want to be in there with a white jacket. I've been told I need a white jacket, but we don't want to be in one. But those partnerships I find extremely valuable to this network and to the show because of those networks. You know, I can go to the Crossover Alliance, and one of my favorite authors with the Crossover Alliance is Mark Carver. I've talked about him like 1,000 times. I just love what he writes. And I can go to Crossover Lines and say, hey, Parker, do you want an ARC? I say, yes, I want the ARC, and I'm also going to buy the book because I love this guy's work, you know. And so right. I like having – and it's not just the inside scoop on the book. It's not the inside scoop, but it's just having that partnership and that when we work together, both of us are also benefit from that companionship and from that collaboration. Right Stuff has done that over the years. Another thing that's happened with the Right Stuff is that when I first started, no one knew me. And I say this not to necessarily toot my own horn, but to kind of give you encouragement. No one knew me when I first started out. And I've been blessed to now be a speaker at several events I've done. I've done the events with the Southern California Christian Writers Conference the first and second year. I've been asked to participate in that again. I've been asked to go to a couple more conferences for next year. And things are starting to happen. But it won't happen if you don't start. I know for yourself, you've seen growth for yourself, Rachel, and I'd love for you to share that with our audience too. So they'll know that we're not just sitting here talking to each other, patting ourselves on the back. It takes hard work. And to continue to see the dream when you don't see the dream coming through.
Yeah, it's hard work and it's slow work. And when you're, as an author, you spend most of your time sitting in front of your computer, slaving away, trying to get a story to do what you want it to do or trying to promote your work. And it seems like you're so isolated. But if you keep working at it and you keep making connections and networking and keep working forward, people you didn't know were touched by your work suddenly come out of the woodwork and go, oh, I want to know about your next book, or when's your next book coming out because I loved this book so much, or this book helped me through a hard time. Or those kind of people that are the Lord brings into your life go, hey, you are doing something. You are making progress. You are moving forward, and I'm blessing this, and you just didn't see it yet. So
that's important.
Yes.
That's important, too, and that was like 5 years ago, like no one knew me. People were, like yourself, you took a chance on me and became part of the show, and then now, right now, I'm so blessed that so many people are willing to help because I'm booked up to like October. I'm booked to October right now for Tuesdays, and I'm booked up to August for Saturdays, you know. I'm expanding. And I'm enjoying that because, let you know, people really want to be invested in what you're doing. And as a queen of Tuesday nights, you know, it didn't always start off this way. I remember my very first show, and me and you, I'm glad that I had you with me, even though we did not know what we were doing.
We were working it out bit by bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, you say something, and I'll say something. Oh, I cut out here what you were saying. You know, I remember I couldn't breathe. I remember having a hard time breathing.
I remember that.
I would go to the break and go, oh, okay.
Yes.
You know, and then I used to have a script in front of me, like on the wall, that I can look at. I used to read from a script. Now I couldn't even see myself doing that anymore. I couldn't even see myself doing that. Not that I regard anyone who does that, but for me, the Lord has blessed me where I've gotten better at this thing called hosting.
Yes.
And one of the things I've had the joy of doing is some authors, this is their very first time being on air, being on the show. And I've seen authors, some of these authors, they come on board. I won't mention names because they don't want to know. We don't want to know who, but some of these authors, they've come on air and they have been extremely nervous. They can't breathe, just like I couldn't at one point. Their hearts are having palpitations. Their muscles are freezing up. But guess what? Usually the Lord has blessed me to bring that calm to the storm. And then guess what? They've been repeat guests on the show just because we bring that air of relaxation and comfort to the show. And that's one thing I've learned over time is that when you have people on your podcast or when you have people that you're interviewing, make sure they feel comfortable. Even though I'm the queen of Tuesday nights, I don't want to be here by myself. You know, like I said, I don't want to be in the court by myself because then I need a white jacket, you know. But at the same time, you know, we want to make sure, and that's what we aim to do here on The Right Stuff, is to make sure that people are relaxed. Another aspect, and you can definitely come from this angle too, Rachel, because you've been with me for so long. Another aspect of The Right Stuff is the fact that we do whatever we can to try to reach people from different countries. Just from your own standpoint, why do you think that's an important part of our mission here?
Because our world is becoming more and more globalized. Like, everybody affects everybody else, and the connections are very important. And so, like, it's like some friends are across the ocean from where I am, and I have friends who are down. I have a friend down in South America, and it's like these people have blessed me in so many special ways. And the fact that your talk show has been, you know, your interviews and your connections has been a great bridge for writers to connect, despite the fact that they are so far away from each other. And that's so crucial.
It is crucial because our world is so globally connected in so many ways. We have friends I probably wouldn't have friends with because of that. And one thing about podcasting is that for a while, podcasting had weighed off to the side. And now it's starting to pick back up. And some of the podcasts I'm seeing have been people who have been on this show and they started their own podcast, they started their own YouTube channels. And I won't say it's because of me, but I like to think that, you know what, I encourage someone to start their podcast. Well, I encourage someone to start their YouTube channel or whatever they're trying to do. And to have that being paid for, it's just absolutely wonderful. And I appreciate when I see others who are first scared to even talk, all of a sudden they're picking up the mic and saying, guess what I got to say? And you're going to listen to me. And I appreciate that because we definitely want to pay it forward. And just in general, podcasting is getting huge right now. I saw something recently. It was just a group I used to listen to back in the day, Dave Matthews Band. I used to listen back in the day, and I was just kind of checking things out, and they have a podcast. So everyone's podcasting right now because it's a really good way to gain followers, to gain your tribe of people, to really get specific with your content. And with this show here, we're very specific that we are geared toward Christian authors worldwide. You're going to get an eclectic view of authors, an eclectic book list. So definitely those who are readers out there, every book on the Write Stuff has been something different. I can definitely tell you that. It's something different. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. And when we come back, you're going to hear me sing. I'm a little nervous, but you're going to hear me sing because I am eventually going to make this an intro to Write Stuff. I want to do this so bad. You're going to hear me and my twin sister, Lynette Roman, sing. And that's coming up in just a moment. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Write Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Authors, are you looking for a new way to get your book in the hands of new audience of targeted buyers? Then a virtual book tour is for you. Right now, virtual book tours is an excellent opportunity for you to introduce your book and who you are as an author. Launching your book is very important. A virtual book tour will connect you with readers. We at WNL, we specialize in book tours, book blasts, radio tours, cover reveals, and Facebook chat. Promoting and marketing your book is what we do. Online publicity, the exposure and the publicity is what you need. Let us help you reach new readers and a new audience. We take care of everything so you don't have to. We set up the tour for you. We connect you with bloggers to advertise your book by way of interviews, guest posts, and reviews. If you are an author of a newly published book, have an upcoming release, or just want to give a previously published book new life, a virtual book tour is your answer. Check our tours out at www.wnlbooktours.com. Visit me on Facebook. I am the owner, Paulette Harper.
Have you read the latest issue of SOARMAG Digital, the award-winning literary magazine for multicultural readers and writers? SOARMAG Digital is available quarterly and showcases interviews with the best authors in multicultural literature. SOARMAG Digital features craft and business articles for those interested in writing. If you're looking for a good book, check out our book reviews on what's hot in multicultural literature. For writers looking for new readers to get in front of, SOARMAG Digital is the perfect place to introduce your book. We offer advertising spaces that fit your promotional budget. Get your free subscription on SOARMAG.com. or order a print issue on magcloud.com. If you would like more information about SOARMAG Digital, check us out on SOARMAG.com or contact us at SOARMAG@yahoo.com. SOARMAG Digital is the magazine for multicultural readers and writers.
I've got the books that you want. I've got the authors you read. I've got more imagination. They'll make you drop to your knees. Cause I'm the queen of Tuesday night. Queen of Tuesday night, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
And that was me and my twin sister Lynette doing what we eventually hope will be the beginning theme of Write Stuff eventually. Rachel, you heard it. What do you think?
That was really good. I like it. It's catchy, and yeah, I like it. Keeping it a cappella would be really good, I think.
You think
really
so?
Like,
cause,
yeah, I think so. You guys did really well.
You know, we were doing that very quickly because I made her do it. She didn't want to do it. I said, but you have no choice. I'm the older twin by a minute. You have no choice. And so we did it really quickly. We kind of did it quickly because we wouldn't lose our nerve. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We wouldn't lose our nerve to do it. So that was the clip there, guys. And I'll probably play it at the end of the show for those who missed it. I'll probably play at the end of the show because that's the dream. You know, I'm the queen of Tuesday nights, and I'm here talking to Rachel Rossano as I celebrate my fifth year being the host of The Right Stuff, showcasing Christian authors worldwide. And one of the things I had mentioned to you before in the podcast, in the broadcast, was the fact that consistency is the key. Another thing I want to also mention is that what makes Right Stuff unique is the fact that we truly want to have long-term relationships with all our authors. This is extremely vital for me. It's probably one of my strengths and weaknesses, but I am truly a people person. I enjoy people. I enjoy being around people. People invigorate me. And so oftentimes on the show is what I'll say is like, I'm not interested in casual flings. I'm interested in a long-term relationship with the author. Now, that doesn't mean you have to call me every day and go, Park, where are you doing? Park, where are you doing? Nothing like that. But I do want authors who have a showcase on the show to know, hey, you can come back. It's not a one time and then we're done. No, you can come back because you know what happens? I get to see your growth and I get to share and celebrate that growth with you. You know, Rachel, we've had some people who've gone on and gotten book deals. We've had people who've had TV deals, movie deals. We've had people who started gaming, writing games. We have people who won awards. They've become bigger. They started speaking, all because I have been having the pleasure of following those relationships over time. And why do you think being part of the show, these long-term relationships are so very vital for a show like Right Stuff?
Well, since your show is about encouraging people and giving people a platform to talk, it really is important that your guests can see the long-term results of being on your show and the long-term results of being part of this collaboration that you're building. And it's really good. It's really good to see the long-term, and so then they can look at your past guests and say, hey, I could do that, or I could go farther with this, or, you know, and it's really good. It's really, really good.
One of my fun stories, and I always pick on her because I love her so much, one of my dear friends, her name is Piper, and when me and Piper, when we connected online, it was just one of those rare moments where you instantly connect with someone online. And me and Piper are connected, and she's been a mentor to me, and I've had the opportunity to see her books grow, and I've seen her backlist grow, and I've seen her writing skill grow, and she's gotten awards now. She's starting to do speaking engagements, particularly about multicultural and diversity within, you know, romance. And mm-hmm. I've seen that grow. And it's been such an honor to see that. Another guest of mine, her name is Unoma Wankar. You know, she's grown. She became, I think, Nigerian Best Author of the Year. I've seen her grow. I've seen her husband's company grow because she has a movie company too. And they were in Nollywood, which is like the Nigerian Hollywood. And I've seen them grow. And I've seen the pastor of our network, his name is George McVeigh, I've seen him grow because he's gone from writing a few books to now he's one of the top 30 indie publishing authors out there. I think it's top 30 or the top 50, he's like number 30 or 32. And I've seen that happen. That's just a few people who've been on the show. I've had Tosca Lee, who's a New York Times bestselling author, on the show. And I saw on Twitter a few months ago, one of her books is being turned into a television series. And you
That's
get to
cool.
really enjoy watching people's success. You
yes.
get to enjoy that. And what I like to say is you never know who you may become if you get on the right stuff. You know what I mean? Well, not literally, but you don't know
yes.
who's going to be
yes.
who's going to be on the show. And I've had other good news from other authors just watching their backlist grow. At first, they only had one book. Now they have three. At first, they only had two books. Now they have seven. Just to see that growth. And guess what? Every time they come onto the show, I get to share their success. I get to share their experience, and they get to share that joy that they've gotten as they've grown onto the show with others. And some people may say, well, why would you want to have repeat guests? Doesn't every show have to be different? I'm not interested in titillating people's ears with something new all the time. I am interested in relationships. Yes. Christ was interested in relationships. You know, he had 12 men, and he didn't just, you know, give them a piece of bread and kept going. No, he cultivated relationships with these people, and he cultivated
yep.
that. And I want to
yep.
do something similar with The Right Stuff. What do you say to that, Rachel?
I totally agree. It's easy to just, you know, passing greet and say hi and get what you need or give what you want to give and go on. It's better to cultivate a relationship and a give and take and be able to invest in people and seeing the rewards. It's really important. It's good.
I think so, too. And being the queen of Tuesday nights, I use that moniker because that's what we came up with 5 years ago. Well, over time, people go, oh, it's Tuesday, Parker's on. And I love that. I absolutely
yep.
love that.
Yep.
I love that. I've had a couple people reach out to me, and they're like, I listen to you every single Tuesday. Every single
Tuesday.
I have been listening
cool.
to you since the beginning. And it makes me very humble that they want to hear what I have to say, and they're interested in what we're talking about. Another shout-out I need to give to those who have been supportive of The Right Stuff, I need to give a shout-out to two special reviewers by the names of Peter Younghusband and Deborah Dunson. These two people have been one of my biggest supporters, especially when it comes to reading the books that have been on the show and have been recommending people to be on this show. Literally, if Deborah tells me, Parker, you need to have her on the show, I go and do it because I trust her word. If Peter says, Parker, you need to have so-and-so on the show, I do it because they have been an integral part of Right Stuff. And they've been following me and been supportive of Right Stuff as well. So I definitely want to give them their accolades. And then another definite to my agent. My agent was the one who said, Parker, you should start a podcast. That's what she told me 5 years ago, Rachel. She said, you should start a podcast. Yeah, and it was crazy because, and I've told this story before, so I'll keep it truncated, but it was crazy because my husband had bought the microphone I'm currently using on a whim 2 years before I was going to even do something like this.
Wow.
And or maybe a year, something like that. It was like a year and a half, 2 years, something like that. And I remember he came home being extremely livid because I said, why did you buy a microphone? And he literally said it was on sale. And I said, what does that have to do with buying this microphone? I said, no one in here is going to be on the radio. No one's going to start a show. And he was like, I got $20 off rebate. The mic's like $150. And I'm going, so you spent $130 on a mic we don't need. I remember saying that, and my face was so hot because he had bought this
mm-hmm.
microphone. I remember it was down in the basement, and then lots of things fell into place. Next thing you know, when my agent said, you should have a show, I said,
uh-huh.
oh, my gosh, I have the equipment.
I have a microphone.
It's collecting dust down in the basement, but I have one. And that's kind of like my story about how the Lord does things even though we don't see it at that moment,
yes.
which is why that consistency is so important, why being the queen of Tuesday nights is so important. Another thing, too, before we go, because we're almost like 7 minutes to the time we got to get going, but another thing I love about The Right Stuff is the fact that we have so many different types of things that we talk about. I think nothing
yes.
is taboo on this show because I truly believe in that open transparency. Someone may be dealing with the same problem you're dealing with. Someone may
yeah.
be having issues. Like one time I had a show about spiritual warfare and we were talking about that and someone emailed me later and everything that we said on that show, they needed to hear. And I always
yeah.
say, I don't care if only one person listens to the show. I want that one person that God wants to listen to the show, listen to the show. What do
yeah.
you say about that, Rachel?
I think that's a great attitude because the Lord, if you're open to the Lord leading and the Lord using you, and even if you're not, like, for example, the microphone, but
yeah.
he will use you, and he will use you for his benefit and his glory and for the benefit of other people, and he will use this platform to speak to the people that need to hear it. And I think that's really neat how you can be used in such a powerful way just because you're willing.
I think so, too. And that's why I tell our authors all the time, it's like, don't not pick up that pen and write. God could be using your story, your poem, your legacy, your children's book, your instruction manual, whatever it is. He can be using that for one person who may be on the brink of life and death. You never know what one word would do for someone. We never know who we can save with our words. We never know that. That's why I always say you need to be obedient to the word of God. You need to be obedient to the calling that he has for you. And that's something you really couldn't say on a non-Christian show. Like if we're on a non-Christian show, you got to say, well, just use your talents. You know, no, God gave you this talent. Use it for him if you can. I'm not talking about you have to write Christian fiction. I know some people prefer to write mainstream, which is fine. But you can use that word, that book, that story that you have to help someone. Yeah. And we talk about a lot of things. Like I think the week before, we talked about how aliens point to God. And I know some people were thinking I was drinking the Kool-Aid, you know. And then before that, we talked about the Rogue Planet with Lee Brainerd. We talked about that. And then we talked about Enduring Love with Tony Shiloh, a sweet romance with African-American characters. Then we talk about many things. So we have many different topics that we talk about. And that's what's the beauty and the charm of The Bright Stuff is that you are going to get different types of stories because authors – incidentally write about every single thing. They write about everything, and you have that access to that type of imagination and that type of ability. You know what I mean, Rachel?
That's really cool about your show.
I love that. And just being the queen of Tuesday nights, I want to make sure that I have different courtiers in my court. I said consorts earlier. I don't know if that was the right word to say. I was like worried about, you know how something
right
worries about. Like, did I say the right thing? I'm not talking about the word.
Courtiers would
work. Okay. Courtiers would work. So something, it's a C, people. It's a C. We're going to use that. But Rachel, we are at the end of our topic here, and I want to thank you so much for being with me once again to celebrate 5 years reign of the Queen of Tuesday Nights. If I can call you, and don't think of it the wrong way, but I'll call you the Duchess Rosano, you know.
Okay,
thank you for being
that
with the Queen. The Duchess.
You're welcome.
You know, her yearly caravan here. But I want people to be able to connect with you because you're such an essential part of what we do here by building the relationship that we have, by continuing to be with me, by continuing to let me know, hey, my books are coming out, can I put them on your platform? You really embody that as a Duchess. And so I want people to have an opportunity to connect with you online. So go ahead and tell them how they can do that.
You can check out my website at www.rachelrossano.com. I am on Facebook. My page for my author stuff is Rachel Rossano's Rambles. It's spelled the same way. And I'm around, I'm on Twitter at Rachel Rossano. So you're welcome to contact me any of those ways. And you can always Google me.
Sometimes Google's best. Just Google me and find me, you know. So Rachel, once again, thank you so much for being part of the celebration of the Queen of Tuesday Nights. Thank you so much, and I cannot wait to have you back on the show and have you back real soon.
Yes, thank you.
And that was my Duchess, Rachel Rossano. She has always helped me with our anniversary show on The Right Stuff. I want to thank you all so much for allowing me to host The Right Stuff and being so supportive of what we do here. Thank you for letting me be the queen of Tuesday nights with you every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And I want to thank you, all the authors, for your support, the publishers that reach out, the readers who read, the bloggers who blog. I want to thank those who listen, everyone who shares. Thank you so much for making this 5th year anniversary so very, very special. I'm going to go ahead and play the clip of me and my twin sister, Lynette Roman, singing what will one day be the theme song of Right Stuff. And you all have a wonderful, absolutely glorious blessed day. And God bless.
I got the book that you want. I've got the authors you read. I've got more imagination that'll make you drop to your knees. Because I'm the queen of